share, tweet, follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Prime Minister Datuk Seri Ismail Sabri Yaqub has stressed that the federal government will continue to pay attention to overcoming the high poverty rate in Kelantan. Previously, as reported by FMT, it was revealed by the Minister of Economic Affairs Dato, Sri Mutapa Muhammad, that Kelantan was among four states in Malaysia that recorded the highest increase in poverty rates. Furthermore, a Yahoo News report in 2020 asserted that Kelantan recorded the second highest poverty rate in the country at 12.4%. Hence, the Prime Minister said that various initiatives will be implemented to overcome the issue, including allocating RM 124 million for 590,000 Malaysian Family Assistance, BKM, recipients in Kelantan. Moreover, the state's economy will also be fully mobilized, with Tok Bali set to become a new growth center so as to reach the investment target of RM 2.3 billion. As reported by national news agency Bernama, the latter is expected to generate 4,200 new jobs and 270 entrepreneurial opportunities. Ismail commented, Tok Bali is targeted to become a new growth center through special tax incentives and high-impact projects implemented by the East Coast Economic Region Development Council, ECERDC, namely the Tok Bali Industrial Park, TBIP, Tok Bali Integrated Fisheries Park, TBIFP, and external infrastructure for the Tok Bali Port. Besides that, the Prime Minister also announced a new RM 6 million multi-purpose digital complex with a sports entertainment concept will be built at a 23-hectare site in Kitura. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Rural Development, KPLB, has allocated RM 2.6 billion for 88 projects in Kelantan, 64 of them extension projects and 24 new projects. The Central Spine Road, CSR, package of 191 kilometers, km, costing of RM 7.7 billion, connecting Gua Musong and Kuala Krai, is expected to be completed in 2026 and will facilitate people's travel and improve the socioeconomic status of the local population. Other initiatives by the federal government that will benefit Kelantan include the East Coast Rail Link Project, ECRL, the Sultan Ismail Petra Airport, LTSIP, upgrading project, Palakbang Bridge in Tumpat, and 12 construction projects for health clinics and staff quarters in Gua Musong and Bachok. The Prime Minister stressed that the government always listens to the grievances of Keluarga Malaysia about the increase in the prices of goods, especially food, and to address this, is spending RM 1.1 billion on chicken and egg subsidies and RM 4 billion for packet cooking oil. What do you guys think of the initiatives by the federal government to assist the state of Kelantan? Share your thoughts with us in the comments. Also read, Kelantan Department MB says no point widening roads as it's only used once a year, Maseans disagree. Source. Bernama. Share, tweet, follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.